The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right, guys, got to tell you about Duran. And I told you this uplifting story yesterday. I'm going to tell it again. Last year, Duran was a kitchen cook, and he wanted to change his life for the better. So he started his IT career. Now he's making 50% more money. If I made 50% more money, I'd be like Lance Erline, doing something that he loves. If you don't love what you do, go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation today. Could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. If you don't have computer experience or training, doesn't matter. Helping people start an IT career is what they do. You attend classes on campus or live online just two or three times a week. It'll be everything you need to start your new career. And it's more than just a school. They help you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid is available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill for my fellow vets. Classes start up soon, guys. Go take that free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. MyComputerCareer.edu.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
I know there are people in this business who would rather lie and say that they think the local team is going to win because there's no way they can believe that they're going to. But, you know what I mean?
But people probably think you don't want the team to do.
They think
you hope that they lose.
Right.
And there are hosts here who I know for a fact hope the local teams lose because they think it just makes for better radio.
Whoever wins and loses really doesn't have an effect on me unless I bet on the game. Why do you think it's a bad call for Jimmy Garoppolo to be dating a porn star?
I don't know any faces of the franchise who date former adult stars, and her name happens to be Kiara Mia. If you just got paid, you're trying to get the 49ers offense going, things are looking up, I think the face of the franchise probably doesn't need to be tied to an adult film star.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
All right, we are back. Hour number three. We're on our way, guys. We're on our way. Couple things I need to take care of. First, we need to do the Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day, right? Wrong sound.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
What would you say is the best way to smuggle 10 pounds of heroin?
Butt.
10 pounds? What kind of butt do you have, sir?
Kiermir butt?
Dude.
That was John. That wasn't me. That's John. I guess we go to the old standard swallow balloons. Right?
What I would do...
Are we mulling them with balloons?
Before like today, this would have been my answer. Someone tried my best method, and it didn't work out. So I'll give you what it was now that it's no longer a trade secret. A 61-year-old woman from New Jersey, Emma Soriano, who may or may not be the mother of Alfonso Soriano.
She used to babysit me.
Oh, really?
No.
She was taken into custody after disembarking from a flight into New York from Mexico City.
Somebody pre-snitched.
She was caught while her baggage was being inspected. She's a U.S. citizen. She tried to smuggle in 10 pounds of heroin disguised as cooked chicken. She wrapped them up in foil, put stickers on it that said it was cooked chicken. It's sort of...
Not heroin, cooked chicken.
It sort of looks like how you would get a chicken, but...
You've got a picture of it?
It was heroin. Yeah, like, doesn't that look like... that looks like food, right?
I mean, yeah. Are both of those heroin?
Yeah, oh, that was two separate heroin chickens, yeah.
But they're not any chicken. Is there heroin in the chicken?
No.
Wait, that is a cooked chicken.
That's what she disguised the heroin to look like.
Are you sure that's not a cooked chicken with heroin in it?
Nope. It looks like...
I would have been fooled.
You would have been duped. That's why you can't work at Customs.
I'd have been fooled.
She's now facing narcotic charges and was turned over to Homeland Security. The U.S. Attorney's Office will prosecute her.
Why'd they must have known. Somebody must have got a tip.
I think they were looking through her bags and they discovered her chicken.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
Because you think you're good when you check the bag.
Yeah.
But then you open up your suitcase and you're like, ooh, there's that little card that says, U.S. Federal Marshals have gone through your suitcase.
So when I came back from Oregon.
Yeah.
I don't know if I flew back from Oregon or Washington last time. Either way, I came back with a bunch of pot. And I thought, you know, if I try to carry this on, it may look suspicious. So I just put it in my bag and didn't, like, hide it or anything. And when they checked my bag, they said, your bag has been searched, and they didn't bother with it. Now, it really wasn't like a bag of leaves. It was all edibles, like gummies and... I had like mints that were like are loaded with THC.
Are you allowed to have that?
In Oregon, you are.
Yeah, not travel.
I don't know. I don't think you're allowed to travel with it. Like buy it legally in a state and then take it with you to a state where it's not legal. But they didn't bother me about it. They said, "Oh, okay, he's got lots and lots of gummies that he's."
So when I was, that's interesting because when I was in Denver. Coming back from Denver, I think it was December. The drug dog. So I thought he was drug dog. Maybe he's just bomb dog. I don't know.
More than likely at an airport, it's just bomb dog.
Okay.
I don't think the airport's really worried about drugs unless you're trying to smuggle 10 pounds and pretend it's a chicken.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
Maybe not. And they're probably not as sensitive about weed. But I saw the dog walking up and down the line and he is sniffing little bags. And I was looking at people to see if there was anyone just sweating bullets. Because it's Denver. I mean, they've been down for a while.
Yeah.
They've been down for a while. I was in San Francisco last fall. You walk through the streets, it's just, that's the prevalent smell the whole time. No matter where you walk, you're like, yeah, that's weed. Yeah, that's weed. Portland, same thing. When I was in Vancouver, forget about it. Walking down the street, like cigarettes.
Yeah. Those are foreigners, though.
Yes, but... the Pacific Northwest keeps it weeded up, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
In the streets.
Oh, yeah. They're not worried about it.
No. I think it's legal.
I think it is, too. It is. They have stores.
Yeah, I know. I know Oregon.
I got a special discount in Oregon because I was a veteran.
Oh, did you?
And a free T-shirt.
Wow. They do care about veterans in Oregon.
Because the stoner dude that ran the shop was like, if you didn't do what you did, I couldn't do what I do. I said, thanks, man.
Do you know what I did?
And you know, I
used to write comedy bits for a guy. Yeah. You're a professional comedian.
And I think potheads, like they can sniff out like an army veteran or a cop from a mile away. Because I didn't mention that I was former army. And he was,
what are you talking about? He had to no.
He just eyed me up and down and was like, "Are you a veteran?"
Oh, he just asked you that?
Yeah.
You got a veteran look.
I guess so.
Yeah. You look like you've been through some stuff.
And I was like, "Yeah." He was like, "I got something for you, man." And he went and got me a T-shirt. And the T-shirt is it is the outline of the state of Oregon. And it's in red, white, and blue colors.
Yep.
And it's got a giant pot leaf in the middle of it.
Yeah.
And he gave me that. And he gave me a 15% discount on my marijuana.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, it's nice of him.
Yeah. I told him it will really help with my non-existent PTSD. Thank you.
Yes. And glaucoma, maybe.
Glaucoma. I've got, what did you say, man centers? Oh, bill advisor. I'll tell people about that in just a moment. First, I want to let people know that they had a chance today to win the name game. And it wasn't on our show. I don't see what show. Oh, it was John and Raheel Waddell gave it away. And they gave away a $50 gift certificate to Beavers, the laid-back eatery serving barbecued organic meats, inventive cocktails, and microbrew beers. And the first caller today was Dennis, and he was the winner because of that. So congratulations, Dennis, and make sure you tune in tomorrow for the name game. All right, now I got to tell you about Bill Advisor. And if you – I know Lance knows a little about these guys. If you have recurring monthly bills, you're overpaying. And
they're killers. What did I tell you?
You had recurring bills, and you didn't realize what they were doing to you. You didn't realize how bad they were sticking it to you.
They were. They were treating me like a
schlub. They're
treating me like a mule.
Like a guy with bad credit.
Yeah. And I was good. And I paid my bills. You know what they say? Oh, man, you're such a good customer. Such a loyal, good customer. You know what we want to do? 2 free weeks of HBO. I said, I already got it. You know what? We'll give you Stars Channel.
I don't watch Stars Channel. Yeah.
What do you mean 2 weeks of Stars Channels? How about you give me the NFL Sunday ticket? And you're giving all these other jerk-offs the NFL. I was mad like this. Yeah. I said, they don't get Sunday ticket because they're new. They get Sunday ticket. I've been with you for... Been with you for like 15, 16 years. I don't get Sunday ticket. Actually, I take it back. At that time, it had been 16 years. I don't get Sunday ticket for free. You're throwing them the Sunday ticket, but not me?
It's garbage.
Furious.
So? And Lance, being a famous person, assumed that he was getting treated properly.
Yeah.
But he wasn't. He was getting treated like a non-famous person.
I was.
And so are you. They'll work directly with your providers. They're going to reduce your monthly rates. You don't lower your service. You don't give up channels or data or speed or coverage. You just get more money back in your pocket. They've got the $300 challenge right now. If you don't save at least $300, they're going to give you every penny back of that $12.99 a month. So they're guaranteeing $300. $12.99 a month. I'm not great at math, but it's like 150 something bucks for the year. They're guaranteeing they're going to save you at least $300. So you're guaranteed to save $150. If they don't save you that, they're going to give you your money back. And it's really simple, guys. But you could be like Lance and save $2,000 or get free Sunday ticket. That could be you. Start the saving now. Text the word GO to 232323 and let your personal bill advisor get to work for you. One more time, text GO to 232323 or go to billadvisor.com and click Start Saving.
This is ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
It's now known as the Y Factor, presented by Man Centers. Same practice as always. Nothing's changed except for the name. And they're still telling you about that low testosterone. This isn't about injections. If your body's feeling low, you don't need the synthetic injections that other places will tell you you need. This is about your body's natural ability to produce its own testosterone and enhancing that. Because synthetic testosterone injections can damage fertility, can cause dependency, long-term health issues. It can cause shrinkage. Little known fact, Zhong Li used to have a huge, huge... Oh, and shrinkage. Got him. Now look at him now. Not good. They've got 3 locations. Houston at Katy Freeway and Campbell in the Memorial area off 249 in Tomball. Now open in Webster. And you can go in right now, and they'll do a free general male wellness checkup. That's $150 value. They're checking you out for free. Give them a call to set up your appointment, 832-358-8600, or go to mancenters.com to book online. The Y Factor, presented by Man Centers, helping men lead better, more fulfilling lives.
I wouldn't hold my breath if I was you, because I forget, but I'll never forgive you. Don't you know? True friends stab you in the front.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
All right, we're back on The Blitz, back on 97.5. Wanted to get your thoughts on the two big Major League Baseball trades from today. One was the Manny Machado deal to the Dodgers finally goes through. What's the impact, in your opinion?
Big time. I mean, it makes you almost feel like the Dodgers, when they're healthy with their pitching and what they have in their bullpen, you're talking about locking them into the National League, I feel like.
I mean, the Cubs are still good, and the Cubs are still looking to get Jacob DeGrom.
Still talented.
The Nationals, I feel like, have maybe the most talented roster on paper, but they... I don't know if they're going to make the playoffs, you know?
Inconsistent.
It's really weird. But yeah, it's hard to... And listen, I like Corey Seager a lot. Manny Machado's better right now than Corey Seager is.
When you have...
And Corey Seager obviously not being in the lineup, this replaces him. So as far as going into the playoffs, I think it's maybe a better team than they were last year.
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about. I was talking to my buddy Eric Layden about this very thing. We were doing a podcast at the time because I was off the air with non-compete during the Astros run, and we were doing a lot of Astros stuff. And he said, you know, if you think about this, the Red Sox, the Yankees, and the Dodgers, the three teams the Astros had to beat, this year, every one of those games is going to be hard. If they played the same teams, which might happen, every single one of those series could potentially be harder because all of those teams have made improvements. And you look at it and you realize, I mean, Stanton with Judge in his second year, you look at obviously adding Machado to that lineup makes you that much more dangerous. The one good thing I say about the Astros, they're not having that historical offensive performance like last year, which is why you have to take advantage of that last year by adding, Verlander. But they have such good starting pitching that if they get locked in, you just need clutch. You just need good starting pitching, clutch hitting, and they still need to go find a closer. So you can nullify some of the lineup stuff with really good pitching. We've seen it for years and years. That it can happen. You just have to, you need to have three really good starters and a solid closer and guys who can get you there through the but you need clutch hitters. Well, the Astros have clutch hitters. Bregman, your boy is really clutch.
Oh, yeah.
Springer has come through in clutch situations. Altuve's clutch. Correa has had his moments. The Astros have proven they got the balls. They just need to have a little bit deeper pitching. And I think that is the one area that you'll see management focus on before the trade deadline. You have to. Give yourself a chance to win back-to-back. And the best way to do, especially with these guys still under club control, the best way to do that against what you're seeing is make your pitching good from inning one to inning nine. And there's still a little shakiness getting to inning nine right now.
The Padres trade Brad Hand, their closer.
When did he get traded?
He got traded today.
God dang it. Who did he get traded to?
He got traded to the Indians of Cleveland. This is not, and the Indians gave up the best prospect in their system, Francisco Mejia, who's a catching prospect, who's okay catcher, but is by all accounts an incredible bat out of that position. He goes over.
I wonder
in the
if they
deal.
Beat the Astros too. See, this is why you can't always wait till the trade deadline.
Yeah,
that's why you can't do it. If you see it, get it.
And when you think about the Indians, remember that. I mean, they still got Cody Allen, although he hasn't pitched as well this year. They still got Andrew Miller, who's not been healthy. But the Indians, the bullpen, you would say, is a strength for them.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people saying, I can't believe they gave up their best prospect for a relief pitcher, which is exactly what they did 2 or 3 years ago when they gave up Clint Frazier for Andrew Miller.
Mm-hmm.
That's worked out pretty well for him. Andrew Miller's been maybe, I mean, without, when you don't throw in the saves category, probably the most dominant reliever in baseball is Andrew Miller. Over the last couple years.
He's wicked when he's on.
And they had him under team control for 3 years. This is the last of those 3 years. They'll now have Brad Hand under control for 3 years in a year where they're probably going to lose Andrew Miller in free agency. To me, it's
very
smart.
It's a now move and a future move.
And I think the Indians are good. I think the Indians are one of those teams, kind of like the Nationals. When you look at their roster, you say, man, this team should really be killing it. What they've got going for them that the Nationals don't is there's nobody in their division that's going to be better than them. Like, the Indians are going to the playoffs.
I was a little bit worried about this scenario because the Astros clearly need a closer. You got to give yourself the best chance again. And he was one of the guys that I kind of headlined because I knew they had talked about him before. And he can punch you out. He's a left-hander. There's a lot of things that made some sense about adding Brad Hand. So now I'm a little bit... You know, everyone acts like it's soup. Well, the Astros will do something. Well, people said that before the trade deadline last year, and you didn't. And then the Hurricane put Jim Crane into things work out perfectly because you got your hands on Verlander instead of like Sonny Gray or something.
Or Chris Sale.
Or Chris Sale. Well, Chris Sale you could have had
2 years
if you had traded Bregman. Yeah. But I don't know.
You don't know?
Bregman helped you. Bregman went yard off Sale.
It's true.
Bregman ruined Sale. Sale may never be the same guy.
He started the All-Star game. He's still pretty good.
I feel like he's got some of your type of PTSD where you don't really see it. And maybe
are you calling him a pothead?
I don't know what
more
I'm calling
likely
him.
Pothead, Chris Sale or Alex Bregman?
Sale. I don't know. No, I don't think it's Bregman.
Okay.
Bregman's going to be a goose. He's going to be a gray goose and cranberry guy.
Okay.
I feel strongly about that. Goose and cranberry.
If you were Jeff Luhnow, and your phone rang, and it was the Boston Red Sox, and they
hang
said,
up immediately.
Oh, you would?
Yeah, I'd just say, what do you losers want?
And they said, well,
what would they say?
We want to offer you Chris Sale, who's arguably the best pitcher in baseball. And you'd go, oh, really? What are you wanting back? And I said, Alex Bregman.
And I'll say, we're loaded. We're loaded.
You hang up.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll say, we're waiting for Correa to start hitting better.
Okay. All right.
This guy's hitting like we thought Correa would.
Yeah, so call back when Correa's actually playing like we thought he would. And we'll discuss
we'll see
it
if
then.
He's expendable.
Yeah.
Nah, you got pitching. You got pitching.
Okay.
I'm not giving up Bregman right now.
The big question yesterday somebody had asked was if you could go back in time and get Foltynewicz back for
Gattis. Wait, is that why
Gattis?
You and Bregman got into it? Because you said that you would have traded Bregman
yeah,
for Sale?
That's what pissed him off.
But that's that was a legitimate take at that time.
It, absolutely.
Very
it was.
Legitimate.
Yeah, because
and Sale's been money since then, too.
Chris Sale was, and this is when, this was pre-Red Sox, so this was when he was on the White Sox.
Yeah.
And Chris Sale was a proven ace at
yes.
the major league level.
Correct.
You didn't have Justin Verlander yet. Chris Sale was under team control for another year beyond the one he would have played that year.
Yeah.
And no one knew if Alex Bregman could actually play or not yet. So I thought it was a legit take, but he didn't like it.
Look, you got a call.
No, we don't need to take calls.
That's NFL draft. That's Texans draft,
oh, somebody
bro.
Wants to talk to you. Okay.
That's draft talk, bro.
What's that say? Sohi. Hey, Sohi.
Hey, how you doing?
We've got the shortest wait times in Houston. How long did you wait? Two or three minutes?
23 minutes. That's not true. He didn't have the shortest.
Two or three or 23?
It's 23. That's not the shortest man, wait times.
Man, somewhere between that, man. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Okay.
Let me tell you something, though. I saved you because he would have just let you ride it out.
I would have. I would have never looked at the phone
I
screen.
Saved you, Sohi. I wanted to talk to you.
What's up, Sohi?
Man, it's all good, bro. And let me ask this. I'm going to make a switch to football. And I know football season's coming around the corner. As far as a Texans fan, man, what are some running backs, man, that we should probably look for in the college football?
Ooh.
Because I feel like, you know, that's going to be a major need coming into next year.
So there's actually some decent ones coming out. I just wrote an article just for NFL.com about running backs to keep your eye on. Now, my number one running back's a sophomore, so he's not going anywhere in the draft. DeAndre Swift from Georgia. That guy is really talented.
Just draft every running back from Georgia. It's going to work out.
It feels like it's probably going to work out. Here's some guys that I would tell you to keep your eye out. And there's a bunch of young guys who are not going to be, like Jonathan Taylor from Wisconsin's a sophomore. Like a bunch of these guys are sophomores. Here's some guys that might be on the Texans radar that you could watch college football-wise. I would say...
Like Bryce see. Love, the Texans aren't going to use a top first-round pick on Bryce Love. And
Bryce
he'll probably
Love's
go in the first
I don't
round.
Think he's a first-rounder. We'll see.
Oh, really? Okay.
I'm not sure. I think Damian Harris from Alabama is a guy who you might be able to get in the third or fourth round. Zach Moss from Utah is... I think he's from Santana Moss, the Moss family. This guy's as physical running back as I've seen in a long time. Like, he was battering people. He was physically just punishing them. Rodney Anderson from Oklahoma, who's going to be a redshirt sophomore, redshirt junior. He is another one from Oklahoma I would say is probably like maybe a second-round type if I had to guess. But
what about, can I throw a name at you?
Yeah.
Higdon from Michigan?
Yeah, Caron Higdon. He's another one that will L.J. Scott.
He's
from
like
Michigan
been
kind of
inconsistent, but he just seems like such a talent, like a raw talent.
Yeah.
Like,
so there's some hard-running guys.
To me, that's what guys at the NFL are looking at. They're looking at guys like, okay, maybe he didn't produce as much, but look at what he can do physically. And I think he's a guy like combine guy. I think he'll be combine guy.
So the Texans right now, I can tell you this. I know this for a fact. Brian Gain comes from the Bill Parcells School of height, weight, speed. They want guys who look the part, who fit physical parameters. And they're going to get a guy who I think is going to be extremely physical and big and can, you know, and has a little bit of speed at that running back position. So, like, upgrade. Deontay Foreman will be there. I think Lamar Miller will be gone. I think Alfred Blue will be gone. They'll draft a running back. Can be somebody like Higdon, Zach Moss, one of those guys.
And it'll be that guy in Foreman.
L.J. Scott. Foreman, and let Foreman, is he healthy? Let him figure it out. But yeah, that's what I think they do. I think they'll get running backs next. I think they will get a running back next year. And I'm kind of with you. You can find running backs.
Yeah.
You really, if you can block it up, yeah. You can find a running back.
You know what you can't find in the later rounds? Offensive linemen.
Offensive linemen and quarterbacks. You can find offensive linemen at guard and center. Not a tackle.
Not tackles.
Not a tackle.
That's what they got to spend their early picks on next year.
First and second round. If you want to get a real tackle, you usually need to go first, second round. And frankly, it's like that with quarterback for the most part.
Yep. Lance, appreciate you, man.
Yeah.
I know you got to go.
Love it. Have fun.
Go dine. Thank you for sitting in.
Yep.
You can hear Lance from 7 to 9:30.
And we're at Prime Social tomorrow playing poker. I have a bounty on my head.
Good for you, man.
So 7 to 9:30. But the show is 7 to 1. And if you guys want to come out and play poker against me and Granado, we'll be, you take us out, you get $100.
I wish they would start doing it where we do our show out there too.
You did, but it starts a little, like, if you stay in, if you're not so terrible, you're going to still be in.
The time that I made money, we chopped at the final table, and I just called Fred, and I was like, hey, I'm going to need you to cover for me until...
What'd Fred take?
Fred took 10% of my action.
Okay. What'd you get in the chop?
$780.
You get $700 in a chop?
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Not bad.
How far'd you get? Like, top seven?
No, top nine.
You still got $700?
Mm-hmm.
It's a good chop.
It's a good chop.
It's a good chop. So, I don't know how you must have been pretty even chip stacks.
I was near the bottom, but yeah, the biggest guy took like a grand, so it was all between.
Oh yeah, that's a pretty friendly chop then.
Yeah. Well, it was like it was based off your chip stack.
So it wasn't a vast. It wasn't a crazy disparity then.
No. There was nobody who was like, this guy's definitely going to win the tournament.
Granado's been pulling in some money.
I heard.
He's been doing okay for himself.
He's doing all right. Yeah. Good for him. All right. Listen to Lance. You got a sports map article up now, right?
Yeah. Bregman, how he's the Bizarro Manziel.
And check out his work on NFL.com.
Yeah. And then get at me and tell me how bad my list sucks.
Yeah.
Because that's sucky pretty normal on Twitter for me.
Yeah. Sucky list guy. All right. We'll be back. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. First, I got to tell you about dirt-free carpet cleaning. Your kids are in summer break. It's great news for them, bad news for your carpets. They're tearing it up in there. The extra foot traffic is leaving your carpets full of dirt, pollen, allergens. You can get a jump on that stuff now with Dirt Free Summer Special. For a limited time, they'll clean three rooms for $100. Plus, they'll give you a free speed dry. The other guys, they're leaving behind too much water, soapy residue, unhealthy chemicals that trap dirt and allergens that can make your family sick. Not dirt free. Thanks, Lance. 281 Dirt Free. Go chemical free with Dirt Free Carpet Cleaning. They've been doing this for over 30 years, cleaning upholstery, floors, even your air ducts. 281 Dirt Free. Tell them you heard it here on ESPN 97.5, and they'll clean three rooms of carpet for $100 and throw in a free speed dry. That's 281 Dirt Free. 281-347-8373 for Dirt Free Carpet.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
All right, guys, there's a lot of energy providers out there, and they're going to all offer you something different and something exciting up front. And, like, they'll say, oh, we've got free weekends, we've got free days, we've got cash bonuses. List goes on and on and on. And you probably fell for one of those offers, unfortunately. And you're saying, what do you mean I fell for it? Well, months later, you're going to find out you're paying a higher rate or there's additional fees being tacked onto your bill, and that's garbage. And Triangle, they don't work that way. Triangle Energy, they keep it simple. The rate you see, that's the rate you're going to pay. There's no gimmick to that. There's no minimum usage fees they're going to throw at you. There's no charges for going over a certain amount of electricity. It's just good, honest business from a good, honest, born-in-Texas company. 877-93-EAGLE or log on to TriangleEnergy.com. Use promo code ESPN for an additional discount. Jump in now. Energy rates are going to spike. They're going to peak in August. If you can, now is the best time to change your provider to someone you can trust. 877-93-EAGLE or log on to TriangleEnergy.com. Use promo code ESPN. PUCT license number 10064.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
No Fred Fowler, it's good old me. And I think Jong Lee might turn his mic on once in a while here in the last couple segments. We'll see how that works out. Sometimes he does, sometimes he doesn't. Sometimes he's busy.
I got you.
You got me?
Yeah.
Okay.
We've got a couple minutes here, and then we've got to take another break.
Well, while we've got this couple minutes, let me tell people about the Listener Appreciation Party. Here at Gal Media, we love to party, and since we've been having a great run, our stations keep growing because of you, our listeners. We've decided to throw you a party. Win an invitation for two to come to the Gal Media Listener Appreciation Party August 2nd here in our offices. It's an all-inclusive party where you show up and we do the rest. So it's not BYOB, this party?
No, we'll have booze provided.
And it's not potluck, so people don't need to bring a casserole or anything?
No, no. Food will be provided, yes.
Okay. You'll have the chance to talk football film with the bench, try to stump Charlie, pop a shot with the usual suspects, or play poker with the Blitz. The only way to get in is to win an invitation. Listen every day to every show for your chance, or come out to one of our events because we're giving them away on site too. Caller number 15, you'll win two tickets to the Listener Appreciation Party on August 2nd. You and a friend can come and enjoy the presence of Fred Fowler.
We still need to decide what we want to do with a live studio audience. Like, how do we want to give those away? Like, I feel like...
For our show?
Yeah. Because there'll be a live studio audience for our show, and I feel like the listeners that have been with us since near the beginning should be handpicked.
What if we just decide to not have that?
And what do you... Just random people?
No, I mean not have a live studio audience. Oh,
I thought Fred already put that on the table.
Oh, God, he probably did. He probably did knowing that would be something that I didn't want to do. But yeah, I guess we can figure out something like with the original Blitzers.
Yeah.
If we can find some of them who want to come in, yeah, I think they should get priority. If they've been listening since like 2009 or 2010, whenever it was, yeah.
Yeah, like Ray, Tracy, that group.
If some of the Bomaniacs want to come in,
yeah,
yeah, I'd be cool with that. What's our time limit like here, John?
Let's take a break here and then come back for the final segment.
Okay. Let me tell you about Gulfgate Dodge before we come back for the final segment. It's Gulfgate time, and the savings never stop at Gulfgate. Save more during the summer clearance event at Gulfgate Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Gulfgate's your savings headquarters Monday through Friday and every Sunday. Save over 10 grand on a 2018 Ram 1500, just $20,975. They've got the largest Ram inventory in the loop, and they've got a new state-of-the-art service center that's now open, twice the size to service twice the vehicles by certified technicians. Hurry out to the Gulfgate Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram during the summer clearance event going on now. 610 South Loop East and Gulf Freeway, always online at gulfgatedodge.com. Ram 1500, stock number 852076, MSRP $32,540, $7,750 in rebates plus $39.95 equals the sales price plus TT&L. Offers expire 7/31/18.
Delicious app in the business and the easiest steak you can download.
Wait, I think I messed that up.
The most delicious steak in the business and the easiest sports radio app you can download.
Nice.
Yeah, right?
Saltgrass Steakhouse presents the ESPN 97.5 app. Download it today.
All right, guys, let me tell you about Carbach and what they've got going on right now. The OG Hop Delusion is back. The OG recipe, loaded down with Mosaic and Simcoe hops, a little bit of Citra. It's the Imperial IPA that put Carbach on the map for hopheads. They're going to keep it going. Fashionably late hazy IPA coming out in October. All their summer beers are available now all over the city. Staycation, brewed with a touch of wheat, dry hopped with whole cone hops. Staycation, sunshine in a can, guys. Tasty Waves, if you haven't tried it, got the perfect touch of sea salt. Bit of passion fruit, really refreshing. Love Street, the year-round, the great Kolsch that they brew over there. And then the Weekday Warrior Session IPA, all available all throughout the summer. A summer menu going on right now with the Hatch Chili Mac and Cheese, Smoked Chicken Salad, Beer Can Chicken, in addition to all the great stuff they have year-round on the menu. How about every Thursday night, start your weekend a little early. 3-ish mile run from the brewery starts at 6:30. You pay a one-time fee, $15, to join the Weekend Warrior Run Club. It includes a dry fit t-shirt. You wear the shirt on the run, you get a free Weekend Warrior afterwards every time you run. How about that? I think you'd earn your money back pretty quickly there. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Pick up your favorite Carbach beer today, or tell your bartender to please make it a Carbach.
Nobody pray for me. It been a day for me. Yeah.
Hey, I
Hey Houston, this is Tony Kent with the Houston Astros, and you're listening to the number one sports show in Houston, The Blitz with Fred and AJ.
Who was that?
Tony Kemp.
Oh, hey. Look at him.
Made a surprise drop, I think it was last week or 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
He came in for a video with Dolores, and then we kind of made him do the rounds. He sat in with Charlie, and then he cut up a bunch of lines with Michael.
Did he know that we were the number one show, or did you have to tell him?
No, we had to tell him.
Damn. Hey, I wanted your thoughts on Comcast giving up on the Fox thing. And basically now Disney's going to – it looks like they're going to buy out all of 20th Century Fox and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Which means X-Men could be joining Marvel Universe soon.
Yeah, in about a year – I'm guessing in about a year they'll be able to use it. And my guess is that they'll try to introduce Fantastic Four first just because it's been so long since – I don't think they've ever had a good movie.
No, they haven't. No.
But
wouldn't X-Men versus Avengers be a great movie?
Yeah, that'll be Secret Wars, which I think they'll probably do one of those big, you know, like the Infinity War types in about 10 years. They'll probably slowly bring them along and then build up to this huge event.
Do you think people will still care about superhero movies in 10 years?
Who knows? We'll see.
Man. In the comic books, sometimes Spider-Man hangs out with the X-Men. Sometimes he hangs out with the Avengers. Which team do you think he'd be on?
As of right now, I'm guessing he'll be Team Avengers.
Or do you think like maybe he would be one of those guys who's like trying to be a peacemaker and trying to make it not happen?
Probably.
Then, yeah.
Yeah. But who knows? Tom Holland might not even be Spider-Man. We might not even have Peter Parker.
Right. We might not even have... well, he got snapped.
No, he'll be back.
I don't know. Maybe that's why they had to buy these movies up, because all their movie stars got snapped by Thanos.
Yeah, Comcast is focusing more on the Sky Network over there in Europe. They want to do a lot of live sporting events, so them and Fox are going to be bidding for that kind of thing over there, because they're basically bidding on both fronts over here with the whole Fox thing, and then over there they're bidding with Fox. Against Fox for the Sky Network.
Okay, it says here the Fox assets included the movie studio 20th Century Fox, the TV production studios 20th Century Fox Television, Fox-owned cable networks such as FX and National Geographic, and Fox Sports One, of course, and controlling stake in streaming service Hulu. Will Fox News be included in that deal?
No. Fox wants to do more news and sports, which is a little weird it's not weird, but they sold their stake in Sky to Disney, and now they're going to flip because they own 39%, and now they're going to turn around and try to buy the 61% of Sky, because you can't own the entire thing because it's going to be a monopoly.
Right.
So they sold their portion to Disney, and now they're going to go over and try to buy the 61% of Sky to majority.
So is Fox Sports One included?
No.
So Disney doesn't own Fox Sports One?
No.
Okay. All right. Hey, man, thank you to Lance Zierlein. Thanks to anybody who stuck with us today through the signal issues. Appreciate it. And we'll be back tomorrow. Hopefully Jerome Solomon will be here. He said he would be here, but who knows. Until then, stay sportsy, kids.